Finding Real Fulfillment. Psalm 66, verses 8 through 14, New King James Version. O bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, who keeps our soul among the living, and does not allow our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. Distractions, distractions, distractions. Life is full of them. Everywhere people turn, there seems to be another great thing, opportunity, person to meet, or organization to join that will provide you with everything you would ever want or need with little, if any, effort required on your part. All of these worldly offerings promise fulfillment, contentment, and long-term happiness. But the contentment that the world offers is fleeting and incomplete. Some blessings and rewards flow initially, but all too soon they dry up and cease to exist. All too often the costs and expenses incurred with the taking of this offered chance to win far exceed the revenue you receive or the benefit you obtain from the taking of this chance. The financial result becomes a net loss, and you find yourself back at the starting point you previously occupied when the big chance came crashing into your life, albeit poorer than before you started. Thankfully, the fulfillment that God offers is all-encompassing and everlasting. Sometimes, amid the inevitable hustle and bustle of life here on earth, we can temporarily forfeit the joy of having Christ in our life as we wrestle with the challenges of daily living. Distractions push us off course. Distractions take us away from consistently working our newfound businesses. Distractions interrupt our making new friends and developing new personal relationships. Yet God's word is completely clear. Fulfillment through Christ and your obedience to his instructions is available to all who seek it and claim it. Joy, happiness, and long-term peace of mind all exist in people's lives and can also be part of your life, if you have discovered the Lord Jesus Christ and have accepted him into your own heart. I sincerely hope that you have done that very thing. I sincerely hope that you can count yourself among the number of people who are known as believers in Christ. Happiness and real fulfillment is achieved through a series of actions, efforts, and events. It is a process of sorts and takes you down the real path that you desire to follow, culminating in the greatest joy and blessing for which you have been searching. Seek first a personal, transforming relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and then claim the joy, the fulfillment, and the spiritual abundance that the shepherd, Jesus, offers his sheep, those who believe in him. Pastor, author, and world evangelist Billy Graham once said, quote, "We are never more fulfilled than when our longing for God is met by his presence in our lives," end quote. What a profound statement of truth he gave to his listeners. Other great men and women have also made similar statements of guidance to those folks who are seeking that lasting eternal happiness that only Jesus Christ offers. Peace of mind, soundness of mind, and full knowledge of where you will spend your eternal future after your life on this earth expires gives you a stability that only believers in the Lord Jesus possess. This strong and stable foundation on which to live your life provides the basis that enables those who have it to face all kinds of challenges, distractions, irritants, anxieties, tribulations, and battles while still maintaining their peace of mind, creative productivity, and calm countenance. Golf teacher and author Harvey Pinnock once remarked, "Accept your disappointments and triumphs equally." Maintaining your emotional stability is a mark of a mature Christian. Problems, challenges, and setbacks are all a part of life. You are going to have to deal with them whether you want to or not. God allows pain and suffering into your life so as to redirect your path of travel. Professional golfer Peter Jacobson said it well when he stated, quote, "A bogey can be like a wake-up call. It can snap you back mentally," end quote. When you know who you really are in Christ, you will always be able to bounce back from any adversity. Pro golfer Hale Irwin emphasized this truth of life when he said, quote, "You can talk strategy all you want, but what really matters is resiliency," end quote. All the great leaders of other people possess and exhibit this tremendous character trait of resiliency. I hope you can see from this discussion that all real and true fulfillment in your life can only come from your Creator, God Almighty. Consequently, I would tell you that if you want to increase your sense of fulfillment, then earnestly strive to find God's predetermined path for your life and follow it. Once you have discovered that which you are seeking, then grow in the Lord. Read and ponder His written word daily. Learn what He wants you to do with the precious average 75 to 80 years He has given you to live on this earth. Use your life and energies to love, serve, and benefit your fellow man. Put other people first before satisfying your personal needs and desires, and always give all the praise, honor, and glory for your accomplishments to God. Remember what the Word of God tells us through the psalmist. Psalm 119, verses 73 through 78, ESV. "Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your rules are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise to your servant. Let your mercy come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the insolent be put to shame, because they have wronged me with falsehood. As for me, I will meditate on your precepts." Knowing who you are in Christ gives you an internal spiritual power that makes you bulletproof to the problems and challenges that you face every day. Grow closer to God daily through the reading and feeding on His written word. God's greatest blessings to all of you.